So the Ramban explains on Chumash, Parshas Bereishis, it says that the Eitz Hadas was Nechmad Lamare, of Tov Lahaskil, so the Targum Onkelos writes Nechmad Lamare, the Mirageg Lemechazi. So he says the word Ragog means Nechmad, something desirous, like pre Eitz Hadar, a good looking fruit that's desirous, so we call it an Esrog, because the word Esrog is from Nachorish Ragog. So he says when we write the Nixuba, that we are Mishamid Kol Shvar Arag Nixin, the Kinyana the Islit Chos Kol Shmai, what we mean to say is that even though Min HaTorah, the Ksuba Sisha is Biziburis, but we are upping it. We are Mishabed ourselves to give her Idis. If you want, the Gemara talks about a Halvoa, you only collect from Beinanis, Midina Mishnah, you only collect from Beinanis, but if you have a Shtar Shekasav by Idis, the Loiva wrote down, I'm Mishabed Idis, and then the Malden has a right to collect Idis. Not be tam takanas chum, because he wrote it like that. So the same by us. If the husband writes that as mishabi kol shvar arag nechsin, so arag is biloshin de merageg, that's metav. So then the ksavusisha has a right to collect from metav. So the Torah tells us, so lekachtam lachem ba yom rishon, you have to take the dalad minim. And the Mishnah the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the chief rabbi for 40 years. The Gemara says he lived to the age of 120. First 40 years he worked, and then he retired he must have made $1 million, whatever, he retired at the age of 40. Then he sat down and he learned for 40 years. And then after learning 40 years, at the age of 80, we're not 80 yet, at the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi.
We had his mission at 80.
So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai also began his position as chief rabbi at 80. And the Gemara records that under his presidency, when he was the head of the Sanhedrin with him made nine takanas Rabban. And one of the nine takanas was, he lived before the Churban HaBayis, during the Churban, and after the Churban. The Gemara is not sure how many years before and after, but he lived after the Churban. Quite a few of his nine takanas had to do with the Churban HaBayis. So one of them was that Lulav Nital Kol Shiva all over the world. Ben Atayr, it's only Lulav Nital Yom Rishon. Midaraisa, you only shake a lulav the first day Yom Tovah Lekachtam Lachem Bo Yom Rishon. Then Dalad Minim. Then it says Ismachtam Lefnei Hashem Alakechem Shivas Yomim. So what does that mean? Ismachtam Lefnei Hashem Alakechem. So the Tanoim had a tradition. Ismachtam, you demonstrate Simcha Lifnei Hashem and the Beis Hamikdash Lifnei Hashem Shivas Yomim. How do you demonstrate Ismachtam with the Dalad Minim? You should take Dalad Minim Kol Shiva Bamigdosh. So that's a Mishnah. Lulav Nehoyenitol Bamigdosh Kol Shiva. What's the definition of Migdosh? So Pasha Pshat is in the Beis Hamigdosh. Which part of the Beis Hamigdosh? Usmachtim Lifnei Hashem Alakechem. Lifnei Hashem Alakechem. The expression Lifnei Hashem appears in different psukim with different meanings. It's Shachar is Ben Abaka Lifnei Hashem. You have to Shech to Karbonis in the Azara. So there Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara. Then we discussed before Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Hamikdash when they blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, they blew chatzotzis at the same time. When they blew on a tiny sibah chatzotzis, so they had to blow shofar at the same time. Only in the Beis Hamikdash, why? Because it says b'chatzotzis, we call shofar a real lefnei melech Hashem. Whenever you have one, you have to have the other in the Beis Hamikdash, because Beis Hamikdash is the Beis HaBeis Tvila Yikore. So you want to enhance the davening as much as possible. So on Rosh Hashanah, when the Tkiah Shofar and the Taina Siba, when the Chatzotzis is for the sake of Tefillah, you want to enhance it, so you have both Chatzotzis and Shofar. Every day of the year, certain days of the year, they used to blow Chatzotzis on the Korbanos. The Levim would blow Chatzotzis. So the Mishnah doesn't say that all year long they used to blow Shofar together with Chatzotzis. So the Sfasemis asked that Kasha and Erchin, what happened to the din? Whenever you have one, you have to have the other. The answer is, that's a din when the tkiyas chatzotzis is l'shem tefila. They want to enhance the davening. So on a tiny sibur, you blow chatzotzis l'shem tefila. And on Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar l'shem tefila. So you want to enhance it, so you have both together. But when you blow chatzotzis on the korbanos, that's l'shem music. That's l'shem simcha l'shem music. It's going to kill the musical. if the what do you call the guy who leads the
conductor.
The conductor thinks that it's going to kill the music, so you don't blow shofar with the chatzaitzos. You blow whatever musical instruments are going to blend in with the chatzaitzos. They didn't blow shofar together. So there it says, where did they blow the chatzaitzos? Kol shofar arilef ne'melech Hashem. So the Mara says in Rosh Hashanah, the end of Rosh Hashanah, that after the Churban HaBayis, other Tanoim wanted to institute this practice in their communities as well. And the Gemara says, Le'yosu Kein, Elo B'Harabayis. Because it says, B'chatzos V'koshof HaHuyo L'fnei HaMelech Hashem. So L'fnei Hashem over there doesn't mean Azara. There it means Azara or HaRabayis. Yerushalayim not. Then you have a pasuk, V'chalto Sham L'fnei Hashem Melekech HaMaisa D'gon Chavisirosh Chavitzarech B'chaz B'kach B'tzaynecha, etc. So you eat Kachim Kalim, and you eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So you see there, Chalta Sham Lifnei Hashem Lakech, Lifnei Hashem means in Yerushalayim. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that the term Lifnei Hashem or Lifnei HaMelech Hashem can have three different levels of understanding. Sometimes it means in the Azor, sometimes it means in Harabais, and sometimes it means in all of Yerushalayim. Because these are three different levels of Kedushas HaMikdosh. There's a Mishnah in the first Perek in Kalim, and the Mishnah says, Esa Kedushas HaSein, there are 10 levels. That's how Rabbi Menachem Zemme interprets Rav Soloveitchik, interpreted like that. There are 10 levels of Kedushas HaMikdosh. The highest level of Kedushas HaMikdosh is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Heichal is a little lower, then the Bein Hulam Olam Mizbeach is a little lower, then the rest of the Azor is a little lower, then the Ezros Noshim is a little lower, then the Harabais and Yerushalayim, then all the Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdosh. They say the Eser Kedushas is 10 levels. So the phrase Lifnei Hashem has different meanings in different psukim. So here in this Mishnah, it's always assumed that Lulav Nitol B'Amikdosh Kol Shiva means in the Beis HaMikdosh. It does mean in Yerushalayim. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis happens to quote a Yerushalmi. In the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't quote that Yerushalmi. In the Pirush HaMishnayis, he quotes Yerushalmi, Lulav Nitol B'Amikdosh Kol Shiva applies to the old city, the whole Yerushalayim, not only to the Beis HaMikdosh, the whole Yerushalayim. In the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't say. So Rabbi Yankov Etlinger was the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson Rachel Hirsch and other prominent figures in the recent years. So the first sefer that he wrote is called Bikurei Yankov. That was the Bikurim. That was the first sefer that he wrote. And the Bikurim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him on every other page in Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Dalet Minim. It's on Sukkah and Dalet Minim, the Bikurei Yankov. Then he wrote the Orach Laner. He has an Orach Laner Amasecha Sukkah, and he has the Bikurei Yankov Amasecha Sukkah. So in the Bikurei Yankov, he points out an interesting idea, now became standard practice, that if you follow the Rambam's opinion in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that the Mokam HaMikdash is Kirchelosi Lovai, the Tanoim had a Machloikas, the Amoraim had a Machloikas, and the Rishonim had a Machloikas. How do you paskin la'alocha? Kirchelosi Lovai, lo Kirchelosi Lovai. So the Rambam paskins that Kedushas HaMikdash is Kedushas HaOretz, is not necessarily the same issue as Kedusha HaMikdosh. So Kedusha HaOretz, the first time around, Eretz Yisrael was Nischadosh HaGdei Yeshua Ben Nun, that was Kedusha Vishayna. So that, Rambam paskens, like the Gemara seems to come to that conclusion, the Kedusha Vishayna was Batla. The Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael was Loi Batla. But the Rambam writes, as far as Kedusha HaMikdosh is concerned, not the same. Kedusha Vishayna, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first base HaMikdosh, Kedusha HaMikdosh was never Batla. It lasts today from the days that Shlomo HaMelech endowed the Mokum with Kedusha. So according to the Rambam, during the 70 years of Golus Bavel, there was a Kedusha space on Mikdush and Chutz La'aretz, because it didn't have, Eretzo didn't have Kedusha, like in the days on the Mishkan, there was a Kedusha space on Mikdush, but it was in Chutz La'aretz, they were traveling on the Midbar. So according to the Rambam, during the 7 years of Golus Bavel, the Kedusha La'aretz was Batlo, and the Kedusha HaMikdush was there. And according to the Ravid writes there, it was Kvar Hafia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu. He says, based on Ruach HaKodesh, whatever that means, either it means Ruach HaKodesh. Some say he was a big Makubal. Supposedly he had a son who was blind. It was a big Makubal. But some say the Ravid was also Makubal, he says. And others say, no, Kvar Hafia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu. This is his way of saying that we learned the sugya well and we came to this conclusion. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. It just means that he learned the sugya well. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's al pi roch hakodesh. Anyway, the Ravid paskin, the Ravid and the Ramban holds that the Kedusha HaMikdash was batla. There's still Kedusha HaSeretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, but the Kedusha HaMikdash is batla. The opposite from the Rambam. The Rambam says during the 7 years of Golus Babel, the Kedusha HaMikdash was present, but there was no Kedusha HaSeretz. And the Rambam says that b'zman hazeh is the opposite, that there is Kedusha HaSeretz, and there's no Kedusha HaMikdash. So the Bikuri Yankif, by the author of the Aruch HaLaner, Rabbi Yankif Entler writes, if you put together the two Rambams, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, is that Lulav Nitol Bamikdash Kol Shiva doesn't mean Mikdash, it means all of Yerushalayim. He got it from the Yerushalmi. And you put that with the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah and Hilchas Beis Abchira, that not only Kedushas HaMikdash is Loi Batlo, Yerushalayim is also, Kedushas Yerushalayim is also Loi Batlo. So if you put the two together, so there's a mitzvah min haTorah to shake a lulav called Shiva in the Ir Atika. So let's say the Eiker, Rabbi Yaakov Etligen writes, let's say a person davened and he couldn't visualize this. Didn't correspond to me. Yeah. Person davens in Beit Hagan, he davens in Meir Shorim, which is not the Ir Atika. He davens in Tel Aviv, and then he drives to Yerushalayim to the Ir Atika Chalamoid. So he already benched Esrig, he already said the bracha in the morning when he davened in Shul in Tel Aviv. Now he's ben atar, he's mechuyev to shake a lulav again and to say another bracha. So he doesn't recommend you should say a bracha because not everybody agrees with the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is that lulav nita b'amigdash means the whole old city, and the Rambam himself in the Mishnah Torah doesn't quote that, only in Pirush HaMishnah. And then the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam, he holds that Kedushas Yerushalayim is batla, Kedushas HaMikdash is batla. But if there's room to be machmir, so that's why you'll go to the Kosel HaMarav, you go to the Ir Atika, someone will offer you a lulav in the middle of Chalamot Sukkos and Matanam and Asla Hachzer. So you look at him like a Meshuggah, you only need Shalachem on the first 2 days. What are you giving me, Matanam and Asla Hachzer? The answer is no, according to the Orach Lane, according to this Bikuri Yankif. Taisa's opinion is, and we didn't finish the whole story, Taisa's opinion on the first daf in Perek Lulav HaGozel is that whenever Lulav is deraisa, then you need Shalachem. So all 7 days of Mikdash, you need Shalachem. The Ramban and the Melchamis disagrees with Taisa's. No, he says, Usmachtem lafnei Hashem alakechem is not the same mitzvah as ulakachtem. There's ulakachtem and there's usmachtem. Ulakachtem lochem, mishalachem. You need shalachem for the mitzvah of ulakachtem. That's the first day. And now that we have in chutzlot yantam sheni shogol, you say you need shalachem on the second day as well. But the mitzvah of ulakachtem, usmachtem, is a different mitzvah. That's not ulakachtem. So here it doesn't say lochem. It doesn't say usmachtem lochem. It says usmachtem. You don't need shalachem. So why do you need hador? Why should you need hard to say? That's the same Ramban as on Chumash on the pasuk Nechmad Lamar the Mirageg Lamechazi when he quotes the Targum Onkelos the Mirageg Lamechazi and he says Kol Shvar Arag Nichsin. So the Ramban on the Mechamah says the same thing on the first daf in Lulav HaGozel. He says Hoder is a din of Cheftze. The Chefte, it's not called an Esrog if it's not Hoder. That's what the word Esrog means. Miragig lemechze, nechmad lemar. If it's not Shalachem, Shalachem is not in the Chefte. This Sefer happens to belong to me. If it belongs to someone else, it's not a different Chefte. There's a relationship between me and the thing. I own it, but it's not that it's a different Chefte. If it's Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish, then it has Kedusha as Hegdish. That's a different thing. That's in Chefte. But aside from ownership of Hegdish, and then the Ramban disagrees about that also. Ramban holds that it's possible. Ramban and Bava Basa Daf Pei Aleph. I just gave a chapur on this in the Kol a week and a half ago. Ramban and Bava Basa Daf Pei Aleph has the famous opinion that there are two types of hegdish. If you magdish something kedushas peh, then you endow it with kedusha. If I magdish bor, the Gemara there says hegdish bor. A magdish an empty bor, and then it rains, and the bor gets filled up with water. So the Gemara says, there's no me'ila in the water. So Tosfos says, yes, why not? But isn't the hegdish kind of with the kinyan chotzer? So anything that belongs to hegdish should have kedushas hegdish. So how come there's no me'ila in the water? So Tosfos comes up with a wapra of a chiddush, and chotzer hegdish is not kind. Hegdish is not kind with the kinyan chotzer. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, when he was a child, the Malamed explained why. When he went to Cheder, the Malamed explained, why is Hegdash not kind with the Kinyan Chatzah? Because Lashem Horetzim Loya, the whole world belongs to the Baruch Shalom. So if Hegdash would be kind of a Kinyan Chatzah, so there wouldn't be anything that would be Hefker in the world. Whenever something is Hefker, the chotzer is kind of a derbar shalom. It's not so. There is an institution of hefkes of echrech. You have to say that chotzer hegdish is not kind. Okay, whatever, that's the hechrech. And then what's the explanation? So you give a whole philosophical explanation. Why chotzer is not kind of heg? Ramban disagrees. Says, no, chotzer hegdish is kind. It's mom and hegdish, but that's a secular kinyan. When hegdish acquires property through a secular kinyan, kinyan chotzer, it's mom and hegdish, but it doesn't have kedushas hegdish. Not everything that's mom and hegdish has kedushas hegdish. That's a ritva in Bava Metzia has it on the Gemara in his own Neshach. Rabbi Chana Wasserman writes, he heard from Rabbi Shimon Shkop that there's a ritva and he forgot where the ritva is. The ritva is where it belongs. And Perek HaZeh HaNesher, there's a ritva. The ritva is following in the footsteps of the Ramban, that there's such a thing as Momen Hegdish that doesn't have Kedushas Hegdish. Anyway, so getting back over here, so the Ramban's opinion is that Lulav Nito Bamigdush Kol Shiva, you need Hadar, but you don't need Shalachem. Because Usmachtem is not the same mitzvah as Ulakachtem. Ulakachtem steht Ulakachtem Alachem Shalachem. It has to belong to you. That's only on the first day, and the second day is the Sveka the Yoyma. But as far as Kol Shiva, it's not in the mitzvah of Ulakachtem. It's a different mitzvah. But how do you do Usmachtem with the Dalin Ninim? So it's not called the Chepze of the Esreg if it's not Hadar. If it's not Hadar, it's not called the word Esreg. By definition, means the Miragig Lamechazi. Has to be harder. But Bailus, there's not a different Chefze, where it belongs to you, belongs to someone who's not in the Chefze. That's a relationship. So that relationship is only needed on the first day. And Tosis disagrees. Tosis writes, no. Tosis holds that the Pasuk of Smachta means that the mitzvah lakachtam applies all 7 days. So Rabbi Gorelick said, when the Briskerov was saying this, they were sitting in Europe. Who is even dreaming that there's going to be Hakamas Hamdina, that the Jews someday, this is before the Nazis killed everybody, before the whole war. So he says, who would ever dream that's going to be a Medina? So somebody had the presence of mind to ask, and what about on the first day? What if someone davens, they couldn't visualize the whole thing. A person davens a Bei Ashorim or Bait V'Gan on the first day, and he shook the lulav deraisa, and then he goes to the old city. Is it a mitzvah even on the first day? That you were yotze the mitzvah or lekachtem where you were, but you weren't yotze the mitzvah of smachtem. Or he's saying no, smachtem only begins after the first day, on shar hayomim. So Rav Elbala thought for a few moments and he said, "Shaila is a good tishayim. Shaila is a good tishayim." He doesn't know. That's usually what he answered. He usually didn't take a stand. Dayan Grosnas was a dayan in London for many years, so he has in his sefer. That he asked Rabbi Elvela Shaila, an interesting Shaila, that Amoich HaSvarim had a rare sefer that hadn't been reprinted. So some Rav came and he said he wants to buy the sefer. He paid him the money. Then he looked and couldn't find the sefer. But he said, I know I have it. As soon as I find it, I'm going to give it to you. Then he comes back a week later, the Amoich HaSvarim found it and he sold it to someone else, a wise guy. So the Shaila is that Moich HaSvarim violated the din, that after you make it Dvartarim Mois Kindness, after you sold the Sefer, it's Metatlim, after you sold it to the first person, you're not allowed to sell it to the second one, so the Moich should really get a Mishapara. So the question is, if the second one will give it back to the Moich and he'll give it to the first Lekeach, will this undo the Mishapara or not? So Rabbi Elbala said, Ashayla is agut Ashayla. Ashayla is agut Ashayla. He kept on saying, Ashayla is agut Ashayla. He doesn't know. Then he has also, Radayan Gross has also in his sefer, that I heard from him, that he doesn't have that in the sefer. He has in the sefer a different thing. He asked Ashayla about Ksubis, some Mishnah and Ksubis, Halacha Maisa, and Ebenezer. Ashayla and Ebenezer, Rabbi Elbala wouldn't take his name. Ashayla is agut Ashayla, that he quotes. Rabbi Elbala didn't like to take a stand, Halacha Maisa, on anything. Yeah, he would ask all the shadas to the dayan, to Rabbi Simcha Zalik. He wouldn't pass on his own. Anyway, so this is the shada that they asked Rav Elvela. They say on the first day also that if you already shook the lulav and bayit v'gan, you were yotze the din deraisa v'lekachtem. They say smachtem is a separate mitzvah, even on the first day, or do you translate the pasuk smachtem of nesham v'kechem shivas yamim, shar shivas yamim. The remainder of the six additional days 6 and 1 adds up to 7. The remaining 6 days, you should also shake a lulav and a dalet minim in the Eir Atika. But on the first day is only the mitzvah v'lakachnas. So Rabbi didn't know. The Rabbi Yeruchim Perla, who put out this Sefer Mitzvah, the Rav Sadia Gaon, claims that this is a machlag zarishayim in Meforshei HaChumash. How did he translate the words of Smachtma of Nehasham Lokech Meshivas Yomim? The remainder of the 7 days remains there. The remaining 6 days also, or no, all 7 days. That the Smachtma goes even on the first day. So we have these, you have the mitzvah, Usmachtam, you have the mitzvah, Ulakachtam. There are different opinions in the Medrash. What was the Eitz Hadas? The Ramban on Chumash is explaining that the Merageg Lamechazi, the Targum Onkelos, Nechmad Lamar, Merageg Lamechazi is the same root as Esrog, Reish Gimel Gimel. Other Tanaim say that it wasn't. One Tana says that it's Chita, and the Chita used to grow on the trees. Now it's a grain that grows on the ground. It used to grow on the trees. And what motivates them to say that it's chita? Because the baby doesn't get enough sechel to begin to talk until you start feeding him cereal. So chita must have been the Eitz Hadas, because the baby gets sechel, gets das when he eats chita. Another Tana says that the Eitz Hadas must have been te'ena, because v'yedu ki erumim heim, when they realized that they were naked, v'yispur ale te'ena. So the Rashi, I think, a Chumash quotes the Medrash, that the other trees didn't allow him to take leaves to cover themselves up. You sinned, so go to Gehenna. But that Te'ena, he sinned from the Te'ena tree. Te'ena tree was the Eitz Hadas. So since that was the tree that was involved in the Chet, so the Te'ena tree allowed all the Marishan to take alim, to take leaves, to make clothing. And then there's another famous opinion in the Medrash that the Eitz Hadas tree was a grapevine. Because we know all trouble comes when people become drunk. This guy who was nominated to be the judge on the Supreme Court, I think. They claimed that he was drunk when he was in high school and he attacked a girl.
He was in high school. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Maybe when he was in diapers also, maybe he slapped his mother, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See how they stand up.
Yeah. So we all know that we have one lulav and one esrog and three hadasim and two arovas. How do you know that you have two arovas? Because it says arvei nachal amir rabim shnayim. How do you know that you need three hadasim? Because there are three words anaf eitz ovas. It sounds like a balaturim, but it's not a balaturim. This is tanoim. One tana says that's the mok. In the Mishnah, Rab Tarfon is not so sure. Maybe all you need is one hados. So aloha lemaisa, it's a diyun in the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah says that sveka the dinner. You only have one hodos that's full, and you have two that are niktam rosha. So niktam rosha, if it's snipped off on top, that's a question in the Mishnah whether niktam rosha is kosher. So if you only have one that's not niktam rosha and two that are niktam, so you should shake what you have because maybe niktam rosha is kosher. And maybe all you need is one hodas kosher. But you really shouldn't say a bracha because it's a big machloikas. So the Ramban HaChumash writes that if you have three hadasim and two arovas, three and two is five, and one esrog and one lulav, so you have seven, this corresponds to the seven spheres, and he goes into a Kabbalah discussion. Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out a little bit, the tongue-in-cheek, that Rabbi Akiva is supposed to be the big Baal Kabbalah, and Rabbi Akiva says, just like there's one lulav and one esrog, there's one hadas and one arova. So what happened to all the Kabbalah? There are only four, they're not seven. So not like the Ramban's Kabbalah. Okay. Not like the Ramban's Kabbalah. What's the minimum? Everything has to have a shir. What's the minimum shir you have to have for the hadasim and the arovas and for the lulav? So the Mishnah says the hadasim and arovas have to be three tvachim tall. And the lulav has to be four tvachim. Why? Same three tvachim plus an extra tefach kedei lenanea, in order to have ninua. But the Gemara says ninua is not miyakev. The Gemara says mida agbehe nafikbe. When you pick up the dalbidi, maybe it didn't do the ninua. You're ready yotze the mitzvah. So why do you need kedei lenanea? So you see, if you do netilas lulav without ninua, you're only yod in the mitzvah shalom b'shalay musa. So the lulav is only kosher if it has, if it's tall enough that you would be able to do ninua, that it should be nikar, that there's a tefach above the three tvachim of the hadasim. Some rishonim say, you see from that mishnah that the lachatchila of ninua is the raisa. If it's only the rabbanon, lachatchila the rabbanon, so why is the ma'akib b'riyevet? If you have a lulav that's only three tvachim tall. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ran on the Rif on that Gemara, the Rama quotes the Ran, that the lulav has a shedra. The shedra is when everything has a spine, a backbone. That's when all the alim are glued together. And then when you get to the top, there's no more shedra. The upper, the top foot or so, there's no shedra anymore. So you have to have the shedra of the lulav has to protrude a tefach above the hadasim and arabis. A lot of times the lulavim are short and the hadasim are tall. Usually the arabis are taller than the hadasim. Usually the arabis are taller than the hadasim. So there's a chulas Rashi, that's a pella. It doesn't. We really don't understand it. Rashi says if you put together the hadasim, arabis, and the lulav in such a way that the arovis are taller, higher than, they always are, higher than the hadasim, you're not yotze b'riyevet. How can you not be yotze b'riyevet? How is that child? Well, that didn't arise, you're not yotze b'riyevet. It's a pella. So usually the arovis are way taller. So this, if you're going to put them in normally, the arovis is going to be above the hadasim. How do you remember? A similar dover to remember, because the arovis are like lips, the shape of the lips, and the hadasim are the shape of the eyes, and the eyes are always above the lips. You don't have the lips above the eyes. But if a person has the lips above the eyes, he's not a human being. Why should it be posel b'riyevet? Tell him. So they quote from the Marsham. He's trying to make sense out of this, a pella. So he says, there's a famous medrash, that the dalminim represent, you hold them all together, that's the tziruf of klal Yisrael all together. So the esrig has tam and it has reach. It's tasty and it smells good. And the lulav comes from kapas tamarim, from a date tree, so it's edible, but it doesn't have a good smell. And the hadasim have a good smell, but it's nothing to eat. And the rovis has nothing. No good smell and nothing to eat. So they usually say the rovis represent the rishoyim, who have neither Torah nor mitzvahs. Well, maybe the Sfasemis touches it up a little bit. So what are we tying together? So usually you say you have to have the tzibur as a Rosh Tevis, Tzadik Beis Reish, Tadikim Bein and Rishayim. You have to have everybody together. You have to have the Rishayim also. That's what the Gemara says, called Tainasi B'Shem HaMepoish Yisrael. Ain't a Tainasi B'Shem. Tainasi B'Shem, you have to have the Poishim, have to join along. If you have a Tainasi B'Shem and you don't have the Bali Aver, don't come to Shul, so it's not a good Tainasi B'Shem. And they bring the Rai from the Ketores, that you have 11 Sanumanim in the Ketores. One of them is the Chalbana, has a bad smell. So what are you mixing the Chalbana for? He's like, he represents the Rishoyim. But because the other 10 have a pleasant aroma, pleasant smell, so you don't smell the Chalbana. So just like you have to be Mechaber together, the Chalbana with the other Sanumanim, so you have to be Mechaber the Rishoyim also. That's why called Tainasib, B'Shem HaMipash Yisrael, Ein and Tainasib. The Marshal has a famous comment that everybody quotes. That's why you need 11 Samamanim, because the Rosh is not mitzarf to the minion. You have to have 10 from a yid, and then you have the Rishayim also. That's why we, on your Erev Yom Kippur, we say, Aldas HaMabakam, Aldas HaKol, Onam HaTirim Nispalim, Ho Abrayonim. We are Mata the Yisa, even if you put people in Cherem, that you're not allowed, we're not allowed to daven with them in the shul, but l'kavod Yom Kippur, that's the din. You have to have a kol tainasib, b'shem and poshe salay and tainasib. So the poshe pshat in the medrash is that the arovis represent the rishoyim, but the svasemis doesn't like that. How can they represent the rishoyim? The whole klapan hashinus on Hashanah Rab is only with the rishoyim. So he says it doesn't mean rishoyim means the pshut deyam. They don't have so much Torah, the amaratzim, and they don't have so many mitzvahs. But it doesn't mean we're not talking about rishoyim. That's how the Svasem, whatever it's supposed to be. But either the Hadassim represented Tzadikim. Esther, her name was Hadassah, And the Pasuk says in Zechariah, he was Amid Ben HaHadasim, I think. So Hadasim means, the Medrash says Ben HaTzadikim. Hadasim represented Tzadikim. So if the Arabs represent the Rishoyim, but the Arabs represent, according to the Sassamis, he tones it down, represents the Pshutayam, the Hamayinam, the Pshutim. So if you're going to have the Rishoyim or the Pshutayam higher than the Tzadikim, so that's Tignish. So it's Makibid Yevit. He said, he doesn't know how to make sense out of the Rashi. They quoted the name of Rashi. If you have the Arabis are higher than the Hadassim, you're not Yotze B'diyeb. It's a Pele in Shulchan Aruch. There's a Machlekes HaTanayim, what a Lula Tzarech Eged, Lula Vena Tzarech Eged, but the Eged is Ma'akeh B'diyeb. So we pass on like the Chachamim and the Rabbi, the Eged is not Ma'akeh B'diyeb, but L'Hatchila, Misham Zekeli Me'an Ve'yu. So you have to have an Eged. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramam's opinion, that since we pass from Lulav and Sochegid, you don't even have to have all, you don't even have to hold all four minim b'basachas. You can pick up b'zachazet. You can pick up the hadasim and put it down. Pick up the arovas and put it down. Pick up b'zachazet. Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam says not so. Even though we pass from Lulav and Sochegid, it doesn't have to be tied together. But you have to have netila b'basachas. If you pick up b'zachazet, it's no good. Someone asked Shaila, he just had a stroke, and he's paralyzed on the left side. He can only hold with his right hand. He has no use at all of his left side. So how can you, he can't hold everything in one hand. It's too difficult. So he has no choice. He has to hold B'zach HaZeh. He has to do Shashonach. They quote the Rambam's opinion. They don't even quote that Tosfos disagrees. He can pick up B'zach HaZeh. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Ran on the Rif there in Sukkah, that the Shedra of the Lulav has to protrude. We want to have, because of this Rashi, we want to have the Hadassim should be slightly above the Arabah. So a lot of times the Lulav is not so tall, so you better snip off the bottom of the Arabah. Because if you're going to start the Hadassim and the Arabah at the same place where the Lulav starts, the Arabas are going to go so high, it's going to be higher than the Hadassim. So sometimes you have to snip off, don't snip off the top. If you snip off the top of the Arabas, it's going to be Niktam Rosho. And we pass the Niktam Rosho is puzzled by the Lulav and the Hadassim and the Arabas. So if you want to snip off in the bottom. You always snip it off in the bottom. That's where it's attached to the ground. So make it a little shorter. And make it in such a way that the Arabas should be slightly lower than the top. The top of the Hadassim should be on top of the top of the Arabis. And then you have to have the Shedra, the backbone, the Shedra of the Lulav has to protrude before you get to the Alim, before they're loose and separate. The Shedra of the Lulav has to protrude a Tefach above the top of the Hadassim, which has to protrude slightly above the top of the Arabis. A lot of people don't have that.
Should the Hadassim be a Tefach above the Arabis?
No, it doesn't have to be a tefach. Just to satisfy the Rashi, it has to be slightly higher. Yeah, what exactly is Nanua all about? So in Shulchan Aruch, they have a big machlokes, whether you just wave the lulav in different directions, or you shake the lulav. So the common practice is that you do both. You wave it, and then you shake it. Then you wave it back, and you shake it. And you wave it, and you shake it. You do both. Rav Soloveitchik didn't do like that. He said he saw the Gedolim in Europe. I didn't hear which Gedolim. He said he saw the Gedolim. They just waved the lulav. They didn't shake the lulav. I think it represents two different things. Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi that the Nanua of the Dalaminim is based on the Pasuk, Oz Yiradon HaKolat Sayor. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will declare himself as the Melech, the whole world will recognize Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Yiradon Hu, all the trees will be dancing from joy. So dancing from joy, so you should really shake to represent dancing. And the others assume, no, your wave representing as if all of nature is bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's practice. He wouldn't do ninua in the sense of shaking, it was just ninua, do ninua waving.
What's the difference between shaking and waving?
I think waving it represents as if all of nature is bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yes, the physical how do you wave without shaking?
No, they just go like this.
Uh-huh.
And we usually stretch it out, you shake. Then you take it back, you shake, and you go, shake. And others just wave it. They don't trace it at all. They don't shake it at all. On the second day, Yontif, the Ritva has a machlekes for the Nid Shalachem.
Does that also affect whether or not your Ruach has to be able to shake itself? Some of them are, the leaves are very tight together. They don't shake it off. It's naturally glued.
It says in Shulchan Aruch that is good. Says I think no. Tzini Har Barzal I think is good, even though it's not separate. I think the Mishnah says that it is good. B'diavad, lachatchila should be the leaves should be separated, but b'diavad is good even without. I think so. Yeah, the Ritva has a machlokes where they need shalachem on the second day of Tov. Mishnah Brura writes in the Bir Halacha that he sees a lot of people are lenient. They make a lot on the second day Yontif, because only the Rabbanan, he said, that's not right. The Mechaber Paskin Beferish, he quotes from the Bikur Yankiv. The Mechaber Paskin Beferish, on that 2 days in the Ritva, that all the Psulei Rishon are Noyeg on Sheni. Yet, what's the issue? Why should it's the Dina Sveka Niyayma? It's a Safi Ganta Rishon. So, why shouldn't it apply to the Lulav? So, Rav Soloveitchik gave an interesting suggestion. The Ritva doesn't explain what's the Nukudas HaMachloikas. Rav Soloveitchik gave an interesting suggestion that Rabbi Yechman Zaka made 9 takonis. Some of them were after the Churban HaBayis had to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And one of the takonis was that you shake a lulav kol shiva. So that takona was made way before the luach was established. The luach that we have now was established during the lifetime of Abai Berover. That was a few centuries later. That was way later. Bechem Azakai lived right after the Churban HaBayis. He made a takona zechel amigdush, he lulav nito kol shiva. So they were shaking a lulav on the first day, nitshalachem alakachtam lachem. On the remaining 6 days, Rabbi Yechem Azakai made a takona, you don't need shalachem. According to the Ramban, you never need shalachem, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you never need shalachem, because it's a separate mitzvah. Or lakachtem need shalachem, or smachtem is a different mitzvah. And according to Taisvis, in the Beis HaMikdash, when it was lulav nitol kol shiva deraisa, he did need shalachem. The Taisvis on the first domet, on the first daf in lulav agozel. But today, it's only the Rabbanim say you don't need shalachem. They weren't so makbid. You don't need all the details. So the takonashi they were shaking a lulav the additional 6 days way before they fixed up the calendar. Then when they set the calendar during the lifetime of Abai Berover, then they sent to Shaila, should we still observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Now we know 1,000 years in advance when Yom Tov is going to be, which day of the week no masveka de yoyma. So they sent back Sholcha Mitam. They sent a message from Eretzal to Bovin, the Gemara beginning of Beitza. You should still observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. But they were shaking a lulav anyway on the second day. They were shaking a lulav all the 6 additional days. So they introduced, you should shake a lulav on the second day Yom Tov for another reason. They're shaking a lulav anyway. So did they introduce also Sveika Diyama Benegir to lulav that you should need Shalachem? They're shaking a lulav anyway. So that's the one opinion in the Ritva, that they never introduced Sveika de Yoyma on lulav. The Yod Yeshloimar, one can say another suggestion. The Mechaber writes in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah, when Yontav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, you say, Kodesh Baruch, we ask Kodesh Baruch, you should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to bring us Musfei. Yoyma Shabbos HaMarech HaZeves, Yoyma Chag HaMatzis HaZeves. So on Yontav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, say Musfei. When it's Chaliyas Bechol, you say Musaf. You don't say Musvei. On Rosh Hashanah, even if it's Chaliyas Bechol, it's always Musvei, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. So you bring 2 sets of Musafim. You bring Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So the Shaila is, what about the second day Rosh Hashanah? Second day Rosh Hashanah is a fake. We don't have 2 days Yom Kippur. We assume the first day is really Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you always count the days of the month from the second day, except for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we know the first day is the correct day, and the second day is only Midrabbanan. That's why we don't have a Yom Tov Sheni for Yom Kippurim. So the Shaila is, when they introduced Sveika D'Yayma, we should observe the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Is that only benigeh to the Hilchas Yontif, or even benigeh to other dinim that depend on? Rosh Chodesh is not Yontif. They never introduced Sveika D'Yayma on Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes you have one day of Rosh Chodesh, sometimes you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, but it's not because of Sveika D'Yoma. They never introduce a Sveika D'Yoma or Rosh Chodesh. They only introduce Sveika D'Yoma on Yom Tovim. So the question is, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you really maybe shouldn't say Musfei. If they only introduce Sveika D'Yoma when they get to Rosh Hashanah, they should only say Musaf Yom Rosh Yom Azikaron Azeh, and say the Karbanas from Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and don't mention the Karbanas of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So the Bishayis quotes from the Rishayim, and there's a line in the Mechaber, even on the second day you say Musfei Keeched Elod Zalzulei Bei. If it's going to say on the Machzer, the first day you say Musfei, and the second day you say Musaf, and you don't say a word about Rosh Chodesh, is going to be a dead giveaway that yesterday was really Rosh Hashanah, today is a fake. So then the people are going to be mezalzel, they're going to go to work. They're not going to observe the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But really, Mikra Din, you really should have said Musaf, because the takana of Sveika D'Yoma, Zor B'Minig, Avsech Me'edechem, was only instituted B'Negeah to the things they have to do with Yontav D'Gadim. The fact that Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, and you bring Musaf from Rosh Chodesh, that's a side point. So they really didn't want to introduce. They never introduced Sveika D'Yoma for anything other than in Yoni Yontav. So that's why the Gemara Menachos has a discussion on Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the Tvuch Hadosha till Yom Tenuf Asa Omer. So Bizman Shabbos Megdusha Yekayim. It's also the pasuk says V'lech V'kol V'kamel L'Sochel Aretz Ayim Azeh. Ad haviyachem zayim atnufa. So it's a contradiction. Ad haviyachem till you bring the mincha zayim, after you bring its mutter. Then it says aretzam ayim azeh itzuma shel yom. So which is it? So the Gemara said bizbancha bismigdush hayikaim, and they actually bring the mincha zayim, they offer it. So hakrava zayim is mater chodesh. But after the churban abayis, then itzuma shel yom is mater chodesh. What do you mean ad itzuma shel yom? Ad means ad viad bechlal. Ad v'loy ad bechlal, so it's a discussion in the Mishnah, whether Heir HaMizrach, Bizman is a Heir HaMizrach is Mater, or Sof HaYom is Mater. So we assume that it's Sof HaYom. Ad HaViyachem is Ad, Etzem HaYom is Ad V'ad bechlal. Yitzum HaShel Yom is the daytime part of first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Tezayin Nissen. You have to wait till the end of Tezayin Nissen. So the question is, but today we live in Chutz La'aretz, so we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So by us, the first day Chol HaMoed is Yud Zayin. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to eat Chodesh the night following the first day Chol HaMoed, which is Tezayin Nissen, Leil Yud Zayin. So we observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias that we have to wait till the night following Yud Zayin, which we call the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. So in Shulchan Aruch, the psak, the maskanas, the Gemara is yes. You have to wait till Matzoi, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, where you live, to the night following Yud Zayin. But how come there are other opinions that you don't have to? So the answer is because that's not Kedushas HaYom. The din is, it happens on Tezayin Nissen, that's when you bring the Mincha Soimer. But that's not one of the Nihugim of the Yontif. You have to bring that carbon on that day. So that's why there was an opinion that you don't have to observe Sveika D'Yoma when you get to the Issa of eating Chodesh. Someone want to bring out a point? Yeah.
You mentioned how the idea of Sveika D'Yoma was never applied to Rosh Chodesh. So like why is there the 2 days in
that? 2 days is a different reason, because the Moiled usually falls out in the middle of the day. So part of the din is that a year has to consist of months. You can't have 12 months in a couple of days. See, the solar, we want Pesach to be B'chodesh Aviv. We want Sukkot to be B'chag HaAsif in the autumn, and Pesach should be in the spring. So that the seasons really depend on the solar year. So the solar year is 365 days. And the lunar year, 12 months, is going to be 354. So you have 11 days discrepancy. So what's the problem? So you make 12 months and 11 days, blank. So the answer is no. Chodshi Hashanah. the units that make up a year have to be chadoshim. You can't have 12 months and 11 days, blank days. So the same thing between one Moilad Halvan and the other is 29 and a half days. So one should just make the middle of the day, starting from 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is going to be Cheshvan. You don't do that. The units, just like the units of the year, have to be months. You can't have blank days floating around. So the units of a month have to be days. It can't be hours. So the whole day is either Rosh Chodesh or not Rosh Chodesh. So we have a reason why we're going to make the second day Rosh Chodesh. But really, part of the first day is after the Moilad Halvana. So we really should have made the first day Rosh Chodesh. But we have some political reason. We don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Sunday or on a Friday. We don't want Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on a Shabbos. So we rigged the whole calendar. So, but since in the course of the year, since the Moilad Halvana really falls out in the middle of the day, so we really should have made that day as Rosh Chodesh, but we have a reason why we don't want to, so we make it Rosh Chodesh Ben Derabbanan. Most assume that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day is only Rosh Chodesh Ben Derabbanan. Some Rishonim, a minority opinion, hold that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, but for the same reason, also Deraisa, because since the Moilad Halvan occurred in the middle of the day, and the end of the day really should belong to the next month, so you make the whole day into Rosh Chodesh. But the question is, if you hold that the first day of Rosh Chodesh, when you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, you hold the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, so you have the following kasha. The Rabbeinu Tam had a Talmud, Rabbeinu Meshulam. He had a few Talmudim. So one of the Talmudim was Rabbeinu Meshulam. So he came up with the Chiddush that on Rosh Hashanah, it says you bring the Musafim, Mavad Allah Sa Chodesh and Minchasa, Ve Allah Sa Talmud and Minchasa, Tasu Aseilam. So on Rosh Chodesh, you usually bring 11 Musafim. You bring 10 Oilas and 1 Chatos. Sorry, Lachatos. Look in the Chumash. So it says in the Chumash, you bring the Musafim for Rosh Hashanah, Mavad Allah Sa Chodesh and Minchasa, Ve Allah Sa Talmud and Minchasa. It doesn't say you bring the Chatos for Rosh Chodesh. They came up with Chodesh. You don't bring a Chatos for Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbeinu Tam said, you're dead wrong, because there's a Tosefta that says, how many Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are there in the course of the year? So it says either 12 or 13, depending on the Shana Mubar is going to be 13, Shana Pshut is going to be 12. So you see the Verish that on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, you do bring the Sar Lachata. So Rabbeinu Meshulam denies, he said, I never said that. He never claimed that you don't bring the Sar Rosh Chodesh. He said, the Chumash doesn't say it. The Gemara comments on the pasuk in Tilim, "Bakesel yam chagenu, eizu v'chag shachodesh miskasabo." What month is it that you have a yontif amrish chodesh? Amrish chodesh is hiding. When is that? So the Gemara said that's a reference. That pasuk in Tilim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah because it's a yontif of Rosh Hashanah, and somehow the Rosh Chodesh is hiding. Where is Rosh Chodesh hiding? So the Rabbeinu Meshulam said, because you don't bring the Soya Rosh Chodesh. Rabbeinu Tam said it's against the Tosefta. So he said, I never said that. They told you over incorrectly. He lived in a different city. He was a Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, and then he moved away. And he was a rabbi in his own community. So he sent the letter to Rabbeinu Tam. I never said that. Someone reported incorrectly my name. What I said was, the Chumash doesn't mention it. It's hidden. It's self-understood, but it's hidden. Okay. So the question is, but if you hold that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, and every other month has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so how come you only have 12 or 13 Sirei Rosh Chodeshim? You should have 18, 19, you should have more. Every other month you should bring all the Masafim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you see from that Tosefta, even if you hold that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, most of Rishonim holds only the Rabbanim. The Rabbanan, Sefer HaMitzvah, says only the Rabbanan. The Shelti Geborim and Rosh Hashanah also says only the Rabbanan. I think that Tosfos Rid holds it as Deraisa. Based on the Pasuk, the Haftorah, Mocha Chodesh, Menef Karta Ki Paked Moshe Vecho, V'yom HaChodesh HaSheni, so they had a Surah Rosh Chodesh on both days. So already in the days of Shaul HaMelech had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So I think that Tosfos Rid says, you see that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa. He doesn't think that they already instituted a Din Derabbanan. Then, see, it's Deraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik just said, you see, even if you hold that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, it's deraisa, but you don't bring the musafim. You're not mechuyev in the musafim. Why not? So he said, the Rambam writes that the Jewish calendar is an androgynous, sort of. It's a solar year, but it's a lunar month. It's a solar year because we want Pesach to fall out in the Chodesh Av, we want Sukkot to fall out, Chag HaAsif. So we rig it, we make Hashana Mu'beres. So the year is a solar year, but the month is not by the Goyim. They have September 1st, October 1st doesn't correspond living and death to when the Levana, when you have the Chiddush Alvada, when you have the Moilad Alvada. But by us, the months are lunar months, Rish Chiddush is when you have the Moilad Alvada. So the Rambam says, and how do you know that it's a lunar month? Maybe it's a solar year. Everything is solar. Maybe the months are also solar. Who says that should be a lunar? So the Rambam says, how does that prove anything? How does that prove anything? How do you translate? So usually you say, all the Shabbos b'Shabbato, means this is the Korban Musaf that they bring, the weekly Korban Musaf, every Shabbos, all the Shabbos b'Shabbato. All the Shabbos b'Chodesh means this is the monthly Korban HaMusafim that they bring on every Rosh Chodesh, all the Shabbos b'Chodesh. So where does the Rambam see that it has to be lunar months? From that phrase, all the Shabbos b'Chodesh l'Chodesh HaShana. So Rav Soloveitchik said, obviously the Rambam is relying on the Targum Unkelus on that pasuk. He doesn't mention it, but he's relying on the Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus translates Ola Shabbos b'Shabbata means the weekly Musaf. Ola Chodesh b'Chodesh does mean the monthly. Ola Chodesh b'Chidush Shel Halavana. That's what they say. Ola Chodesh b'Chodesh. The word does mean the same as Chodesh. Shabbos b'Shabbata means Shabbos. The weekly Musaf of Shabbos, Oilish Chodesh Bichot Shai, he translates Bichidusha Shalavana. Targum Unkelus writes Bischada Tusei. So you see from the Targum Unkelus that it has to be Bichidusha Shalavana. So that's what the Rambam is relying on the translation of the Targum Unkelus, that the Jewish calendar is a sort of an androgynous. The years are solar years. We rig it in such a way it should be solar years. And the months are lunar months, but it says Bichidusha Shalavana. So later he said, you see from that Targum Unkelus that even according to those minority people, even those who think that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the Raisa, but you don't bring any Musaf. You only bring the Musaf when it's on one of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, but it's when it's Chidush Shalavana. I would have thought you'd bring it only on the first day. So if you only bring on one of the 2 days, which one of the two? You probably bring it on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. If you hold the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the Raisa, why didn't you make it Rosh Chodesh? Because it's already after the Moilad. So probably the first day you bring the Musafim. That's Chidush Shalavana. L'chorvet, that's what it means. That's quite a Chidush. So when you say that it's Rosh Chodesh, when you get to what is it Rosh Chodesh? That you say Yalav Yavai. Halal Chatzi Halal is only a minik. So what do you observe if it's Rosh Chodesh Deraisa? I mean, there's a din of Simcha. The Torah quotes in the name of the Goyim that there's a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh, and they prove it from the pasuk. B'yom simchas madech moshech hashechem, uskaitam chatzoytzvus, zetkias chatzoytzvus, is l'shem simcha, you play music in conjunction with the hakrobas hakorbonus. So it means that there's a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. There's no chi of simcha b'kumbi, I say, it's simcha b'shevi altasa, there's an isa, hesped v'tainas. So that's the whole nature of the extra day, whichever one is the extra day. And one of the 2 days you do bring Musafim and the other one you don't. Could well be on the first of the 2 days you got to bring the Musafim. Even though you're only going to count in the calendar from the second day, not going to count from the first day. But still, the first day is Bechidush Shalavana. So what do you observe on the day that you don't bring the Musafim? You only observe the Simcha. The Simcha is only B'Shev Altasa. Isa Hesped V'Tainas. So we have an institution with the Rabbanim. It's Man by Sheni. They instituted the Yomim Tov Man Megillas Tainas. They have, I think, between 25 and 35 Yomim Tov in the course of the year. Every other month in Donishtik, there's another Yom Tov. Sometimes 1 day, sometimes 3 days, sometimes 5 days. From all the Yom Tov, Megillas Tainus, everything was bottled except for Chanukah and Purim. The Gemara has a whole machlokes, and Rosh Hashanah, a whole sugya goes over a blat Gemara. come to the conclusion everything was bottle except for Chanukah and Purim. So what were they observing there? So the whole observance of the Yontav, the Rabbanan, was Issa Hesped, the Tainus. Some of them only had an Issa Hesped. Some of them only had an Issa Tainus. That's why it's called Megillas Tainus. Gives you a list of all the holidays. So there's an Issa Tainus. Some of them even had an Issa Hesped as well. The Lola Misbed behind the Lola Sanama. So where'd they get that from? A Yontav Issa Hesped, the Tainus. That's all it has. They got it from the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. One day, if you hold that the Minat Torah, you only bring the Masafim on one of the 2 days. So what's the other day, Rosh Chodesh? What do you observe on the other day, Rosh Chodesh? Observe it. It's a Hesped of Tainus. Yeah.
Can you say that? You said, like, it makes more sense that you should give Korbanos on the first day.
Maybe.
But you can't necessarily see it on the first day, right? It's only that night of the second day is when you're actually able to see the...
Maybe it depends when you see it. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it depends when you see it. Yeah. So on the first day you need Shalachem. The Gemara tells us that you shouldn't give your lulav to a child on the first day before your yotze the mitzvah, because the kid can be kind, but he can't be makna back to you. So you need Shalachem. So what's going to be on the second day? You need Shalachem. So what do? We live in Chutz Lords. So you can't give the lulav at all to a child on the first day. So a lot of the Rishonim say the child can be makne back, but only midirabbanan. The major machlokes of Rishonim, how old is the child? So some Rishonim say the child is old enough, higia lo'enes hapu'utos, kebashis kebasheva, 6-7 years old, he understands ownership. See, little babies, when they have toys, everything is theirs. And when you give him a toy that belongs to another baby, he doesn't understand ownership. This belongs to the other kid, and this is high chair is someone else's, and this stroller is someone else's. Little babies don't understand. When you reach the age of kibashis, kibasheba, they understand ownership, they understand what it means in Kenyan, if he's intelligent enough. So he gilo, in his haputas, they made a takana mirabanan, the mikra mekach memkere memka bin metaltalim mirabanan. So the Shara said, what's the problem? So why can't I give the lulav to the kid? It'll be makna back to me. He can only be makna midirabbanan, but hefker bezn hefker. So am I not koinim in a Torah? So that's the big machlikas in the Rishonim. When you say hefker bezn hefker, so the Gemara is clear that it works in two different areas. You can be mafker property midirabbanan. They can take my jacket and declare it hefker. I wasn't mafker. Bezn has the ability, has the right to be a mafker. And they can declare that the jacket that belongs to me belongs to Reuven. That's Beferish in the Gemara. Hefke bezna hefke, even al haknas lacher. But the Rishonim have a machlokes, the Achreinim have a machlokes, that second half of hefke bezna hefke, whether that works only midirabbanan, that even works minatur. The story is that Beis Yosef quotes from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was a Talmud of the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, we gave the mashal. The chosen is afraid he's going to forget to bring the ring to the wedding. So he asked his best friend, he gives him the wedding ring, and he says, don't forget, you're not going to be as nervous as I am. Don't forget to bring the ring to the wedding. Comes to the wedding, the best friend forgot the ring, and he can't go back to get it. So the chosen stands under the chuppah with the best friend. He says, Hariyah mekudeshesli b'tabas, can't say b'tabazu, b'tabas, that my best friend has at home. He's a shomer on a pikudin, and that's called maimon shloshtan. If the mafkid and the shomer and the mekabel maton are all standing together, then that's a kinyan maimon shloshtan, which only works midirabbanan, doesn't exist minatur. So the girl will be mekudeshes with the ring al yidei maimon shloshtan. So Ben Yeruchim says she'll be mekudeshes midirabbanan minatur. She's still a pnuya. She's only mekudeshes midirabbanan. And the Beis Yosef said, that's ridiculous. Hefke bezna hefke, she's mekudeshes minatura. The girl is kind of the ring. The Kenyan is only, my Mishloshim is only midirabban. Once they made the takana, but then it works minatura as well. So this is the machlokes, the Ketzos and the Nesivis, who's right? So the Ketzos says, the Beis Yosef is right. And the Nesivis says, wrong. The Rabbein Yeruchim is right. So the Nesivis explains, hefke bezna hefke, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim and Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches, the Sugya Prusable, hefke bezna hefke works minatura, but minatura it only works lahafkir. But here you want to use hefke bezna hefke lahaknas lacherim to say that the girl was kona the ring. So that part of hefke bezna hefke is only midirabbana. That doesn't work min hatur. There's a sefer Tzemach David, Heores on Shuvas Rabbi Kivega. This was a machlokes Rabbi Kevager and his uncle. They had a correspondence. Rabbi Kevager had an uncle, Rabbi Wolfager, who was also a big Talmid Chacham. So every so often they had a correspondence. So they had, this was also one of their disputes. Whether Hefke Bez Nehefke Lahaknas Lacherim works only with the Rabbanan, or that works Menaterm. That's a machlokes, Ksais and the Nesivas. So this Sefer, Samach David, the one who wrote it, died in Siberia in the middle of the Second World War. Many people were killed by the Nazis, and other people died from malnutrition in Siberia. He was Rabbi Chana Wasserman, saw his sefer at Samach David, and he was so taken by the sefer, Ha'oris, on Shuvas Rabbi Kevager. He's the one we mentioned the other day. He hired him sight unseen. He should come and give the highest shir in Baranovich above him. Rabbi Chana taught the young children, bar mitzvah children, and he taught the kids who were 15, 16 years old. He had young talmidim in his yeshiva. So when he came, Rabbi Chana was surprised to see, number one, he was single. He wasn't married yet. So how can he have a single bocher, give the high shir in the yeshiva? And then number two, he studied so much, they didn't know what language he was speaking. But this is the sefer that Rabbi Chana was so taken by, this Tzemach David. So the Tzemach David has a ha'oreh, and that shuvah where Rabbi Kevager corresponded with his uncle on this issue, where the Hefke Bez Nehefke works min ha'Torah or only mid the Rabbanan lahaknas lachem. So he explains what's the logic behind the Nesibis. How come the Nesibis holds like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that lahaknas lachem only works mid the Rabbanan, doesn't work min ha'Torah? And on the first of the Yontif, if you need shalachem min ha'Torah, Hefke Bez Nehefke is not going to solve your problem. Why should it be like that? So he says, I have property, so I have the ability to be. I declare that this is hefker. So we have a rule: Eirah mafka dovishen shalai. I can't pay mafka your property, but hefker bezna hefker. Hefker bezna has the right to act as if they're the balabatim, as if they're the ba. And just like the balam himself has the ability to be mafker bedibur, so the bezna is mafker bedibur. But the ability of the bezdin is the whole ability of bezdin. We consider them as if they are the balam. But they can't exceed the koich with the Balaam. The Balaam himself, if I make a declaration, if I declare that this sefer belongs to you. So that's the first line in the Rambam, Hilchas Mechira. Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, Eina Mekach Nikne Bedvarim. You can't transfer ownership just by an oral declaration. So Bezdin can't exceed the koich of the Balaam himself. The Balaam has the ability to be mafke bedibur, so Bezdin has the ability to be mafke my property bedibur. Balaam doesn't have the ability to be makna lacherim bedibur, so the bezin doesn't have the ability either. So that's only a make believe din mid the rabbanan, that the bezin can even be makna lacherim. Often the mishnah is like that. That koyach is only mid the rabbanan. That's an interesting, and that enlightens a lot of other things also about hefke bezin hefke. This explanation that he gives on the second day yontif, though the Sholem Eshiv says on the second day yontif. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch like that opinion in the Ritva that you do need Shalachem, but you only need Shalachem in the Rabban, you don't need Shalachem in the Torah. So the Kinyan in the Rabbanan is good enough for the Shalachem the Rabbanan. So on the second day Yontif, there's no problem. The whole problem only is on the first day Yontif. If I gave the Lulav and the Esrog to a child who's a Gil, Oinis Aputas, and Mikra Mekach Mamker Memker mid the Rabbanan, it can be Maknam Betaltalim. So is that Shalachem good for the first day on when you need Shalachem deraisa? But for the second day, the Sholem Eshiv says you only need Shalachem derabanan. That for sure is good.
I mean, even if you say that the basin can only be mafkir, so then I'm grabbing the lulav after the katan gives it to me, then I'm doing kinyan deraisa on hefker, no?
Right,
why
right.
Why doesn't
that work? Shlomo Klugatayn is like that. He says that even if you hold that hefke bez nefke is only good menatar lahafkir, but then the guy picks it up. So then he's Echem and Ahefka, so it should still be good Manatar. Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, why doesn't everybody agree to that? I don't know. Menchas Chinuch raises an issue, yes.
How old do we assume that Yigalon Saputos is?
Kibashis Kibasheva, the Gemara says, 6-7 years old. He should understand ownership and he should understand what a Kenya means. That there's such a legality as a Maisa Kenya. We spoke last year. We were learning Bava Kamma this year, so we learned a little bit Bava Kamma. After we skipped ahead, Chav Tes on the base. The Gemara says Shnei Dvar Menem Meshusa Shalad Masana Kasu Kila Hem Meshusa Chomis Mishay Shos on the Mile Zasa Banua. So if you Mekadosh and Isha with the Yisuri Hanua, so it's Einim Mekudeshes. That's a Mishnah. Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kedushin gives you a long list of Yisuri Hanua. So if you're Mekadosh and Isha, but Orla Kleakarim, is Einim Mekudesh. So there's a three-way machlokes in Rishonim, why is Einim Mekudesh. Some Rishonim say that Yisur HaNoah not Shalachem. And that's a simple reading of the Gemara. Shnei Dvar Meinim B'Shusu Shaladam, Chomitz B'Shei Shalos HaNamad, that doesn't belong to you. The Ktzoy says, no, means that it's Einim B'Shusa, Einim B'Shusa, it is Shaloi. Why should he say it's Einim Shaloi? It is Shaloi, but Einim B'Shusa means you have accessibility to it. If the Ganav stole it, I don't know where it is. It's not accessible. So Chalibe and Mishusi. So you see, no, Al Pidin, Al Rasa Bano. So you don't have access to it. So that's why it's Ainu Mishusi. That's what the Ktzoyis, he likes that sheet. That it is Shalev, it's Ainu Mishusi. But Rashi understood that that's only Chametz, because Chametz is Bal Yerah by Matz. You have to get rid of it immediately. That's either Ainu Shalev or Ainu Mishusi. But Arlo Klaakarim, you don't have to burn it on the spot. You can wait till tomorrow. There's a din midirabbanan chashina letakoli. You're not allowed to leave non-kosher food in the refrigerator around the house because somebody by mistake may forget and eat it. You're going to forget that the children won't know. So someone may eat the non-kosher food. That's a din midirabbanan. But it's not like chometz and avodah zarah that loyid bak biyotcham ma'um and acherem v'bal yirah b'ayvatza. You have to dispose of it immediately. When you get a chance, you'll burn the orla clock heavens. Men on a straw from when you have a chance, you'll burn it. So Rashi's opinion is, Chometz Mishay Shalz Alamayel or Avodah Zarah, that's either Einer Shalai or Einer Bishusa, something. But other Yisra'an, no, Arshalo, and it is Bishusai, even though it's an Avera to use it, but still he does have accessibility to it. So it's Shalai Bishusai. Rashi just says Einer Mekudesh because it's not Shabbat Pruta. Because what's the definition of Shabbos? Kamahu Shabbat Limka Bashuk. How much can you get for this thing if you sell it on the marketplace and you're not allowed to sell it? So it's not called the Shabbat Pruta. So the problem is with Rashi, according to Rashi, that Orla Klaya Kerem is Shaloi and it is Bishusa. The only thing in is that it's not Shavu Pruta. There's a Mishnah in Lulav HaGozel. The Mishnah says if you use an Esrik Shal Orla, you're not Yotze. Why are you not Yotze? So the Gemara says because Orla is Asabano. And one opinion is Ein Bo Heter Achila, two Amaroim. Explain why. One says Ein Bo Heter Achila, it's dreif. And the other Amara says it's not called Shalachem, Debina Shalachem. So, what do you mean Ein Bo Heter Achila? So, therefore, what? Who says that the Esrik has to be kosher? You don't have to eat it. So, the Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos, it's called Pri Eitz Hoda, it's called a Pri. It's only called a Pri if it's Muta Bachila. So, it's Bachila, it's not called a Pri. Okay. Then the second opinion says that because you need Shalachem, on the first 2 days you need Shalachem. So if it's Asmano, it's not Shalachem. But according to Rashi, it is Shaloi and it is Bishusa. The only thing is that it's not Shavuot Pruta. So by Kiddushin, you need a Shavuot Pruta. What's over here? You need a Shavuot Pruta. So the Rashi says, yeah. Just like in each Shavuot Pruta for Kiddushin, whenever there's a mitzvah, Dalad Minim, that needs Shalachem, on the first Ayantim, it says, Olakachtam Lachem. If it's less than a Shavuot Pruta, it's not called Shalachem. What does it mean? That anything that's less than Shavuot Pruta, you can't have ownership on. That's not true. Rav Soloveitchik used to prove it. That's not true. Because the Gemara says, Koinim Bekli, for the purpose of Kinyan Chalipa, Koinim Bekli, Aval Pishayim Bo Shavuot Pruta. We usually use a handkerchief. Handkerchiefs is worth a penny. But the Gemara says, you can use any Kli for the purpose of Kinyan Chalipa, even if the Kli is Ein Bo Shavuot Pruta. But it has to be my Kli, and I give it to the other person. So if you're going to say, less than the Shavuot Pruta, there's no bailus. How can they say Koinim Bekli Af Pishem B'Shavuot Pruta? You don't need any rayas. But Rav Soloveitchik said a raya. He says Koinim Bekli Af Pishem B'Shavuot Pruta. You see that there is bailus on less than Shavuot Pruta. But Rashi means it's not Shalachem Al Pidin. Just like you need a shir Shavuot Pruta to be Koinim Karka, need a shir Shavuot Pruta. The Mishnah has in Perek Hazav Chamish Pruta same. There are five dinim that depend on a Shavuot Pruta. So to over here, it's Al Pidin. You're not Yotze Lulav and Esrig. If the thing is not a Shavuot Pruta, because Al Pidin, it's not good enough. It is belong to you, but you need a shir for Shalachem. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with a kasha that they sell they sell you 1,000 arabis for a penny. So how is it good? It's not Shalachem. According to Rashi, it's not a Shavuot Pruta. So in our generation, we have all these machmirim, so they want to make sure that it should be called Shalachem. So they charge $5 for an arava. So it's for sure it's Shalachem. Okay. It's a Shavuot Pruta, the Machmer.
It doesn't help if they overcharge.
No.
The really
overcharge means you can get it by someone else for less. You can't get it by anybody for less. They made.
Everybody's machmer. It's better. Everybody should charge more.
Everybody
should be machmer, and that'll be the best.
Okay. Everybody's machmer. Yeah. The Pashta says that you don't need that. Our rovers should be shavah pruta. If they're all the dalaminim together, if they're all shavah pruta together, so then, because the dalaminim are machmer zeh. So you don't need that the arovas should be bifnei atzmam. The Pinchas Chena words it as if the arovas have to be shavah pruta. The arovas with the esrog, with the hadasim, with the lulav, everything all together should be shavah pruta. That you are going to have.
So then if you had one thing which was avodah zara and the other three weren't, so then that should be fine, according to Rashi.
The question is, if you have avodah zara, you have arla, something like that, it's not that it's worth less than a shavah pruta. If this is worth a quarter of a penny, each one is worth a quarter of a penny, altogether it's worth a pruta, so altogether it's a shavah pruta. But it's if it's also to sell it, then it doesn't even have a shavah of less than a shavah pruta. So it doesn't even join with the other three meaning to constitute a shavah pruta's worth. If it's mufka from shavah, because kamo shavah lim kabashuk means how much can you get? You can't get anything. So it's not being worth less than a shavah pruta. So it can join together with the others to be shavah pruta. I think that's what Rashi means. The Gemara understands a drasha on the pasuk ulakachtem lochem. So lochem means shalochem. It has to belong to you. On the first day has to be shalochem. Ulakachtem. They darshan lekicha tama. What do you mean lekicha tama? So two levels of interpretation. One is that all the dalaminim am yakvim zeh zeh, that you don't get a partial kiyum mitzvah. Let's say you have four tzitzis in the four corners of the beg. Let's say you only have three tzitzis. So that's a machloikas satanoim. We paskin that the dalit tzitzis am yakvim zeh zeh. You don't even have partial kiyum mitzvah. One tana in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel says that arbaasim dalit mitzvahs, they're not yakvim zeh zeh. If you have a talis, a four-cornered beged, you have tzitzis in one corner, so you would say one quarter of the mitzvah. If you have two tzitzis in two corners, you would say partially half of the kema mitzvah. We pass it out, you would say anything. So here it says, ulekachtem lekichatama, that the dalamina mameachtem zezeh. Then you also darshan lekichatama, that if you have an esrik achotzer, choser, someone took a knife and he cut out a chunk of the esrik. Some ripped off part of the lulav. So if it's a chasis, niktam rosho. So if it's chasis, it's going to be possible. So the shaila is, the Gemara says, befers the chasis is kosher b'shar ayamim. If you cut off part of the esrig on the first day, the first 2 days, you need chasis is possible. You need that it should be shalom. And the rest of the days, the Gemara says, chasis is good. So it means you don't darshan l'kicha tam, so you should say that all the dalminim are not makam zeza, also not. Because he learned off in the same drasha of Lekich HaTamo. So there is such an opinion like that. That's not at all the accepted opinion. I think the Sefer HaShlama quotes that his father held like that. Or the Sefer HaMichtam, somebody, one of those obscure Rishonim has that. I think the Beis Yosef quotes. There's such an obscure opinion. But we don't assume like that. We assume that even though Chaser is good, B'Shar Yamin, but the Dalaminim HaMakvim Zezeh. Even on that, it's a different kind of chaser. Different kind of chaser. What if the pitam is missing? The din is, if you have an esrog without a pitam, it's kosher. If it grew like that, but if the pitam is broken off, nitla pitmasoi, so then the Mishnah says that it's possible. So that's a big, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Nitla pitmasoi is possible because of chaser or because of hador. If it's only because of chaser, so then achal ha-moed would be good, because chaser is accepted, only possible on the first 2 days. But if possible because of a lack of hadar, then it's going to be possible all of Chalamayt. It's going to be possible the whole time. Maybe we'll go through some of the dinim. We have a few minutes left. We'll run through some of the dinim of the Dalad Minim. So, Hasidim are medaktik to go buy a green esrik, because the Zohar says that the esrik should be yoruk. So there was a big misnagid. Rabbi Yankele Karlina, he was the rabbi in Karlin. There were Karlina, Stolen and Hasidim that he had. Stolen and Karlina, twin cities. If you walk 5 minutes, you walk like Minneapolis and St. Paul. If you walk 5 minutes, you walk over the border. You're in the other city. So he had to deal with the Misnagdim, with the Hasidim a lot. So several of the Chuvas in his Sefer are attacking practices that the that the Hasidim have. So he has a whole tshuva where he explains that this is an incorrect understanding of the Zohar, that the word Yoruk, Kikarsi, means green like grass, but Yoruk means brown or yellow. So when the Zohar says that Esek should be Yoruk, in modern Hebrew Yoruk is green, but in Talmudic Hebrew Yoruk means brown or yellow. In the days of the Tanoim, there was a machlokes if a woman becomes a nida, if she has dam odom, there's a pasuk in Navi, odom kadam. What if she has dam hayorek? So that's how Kavya ben Malal was metame, and they wanted to appoint him as chief rabbi, but he wouldn't back down from his shita. So they said, we can't appoint a chief rabbi because we don't accept that shita. What do you mean dam hayorek? So once there was a professor here in Yeshiva, he gave a whole lecture explaining how is it possible for a woman to have a Riaz Dam that's going to be green. So they told Rabbi Soloveitchik about the lecture. He said, what, is he crazy? Dam Ayorek means brown, means yellow. It doesn't mean women don't have green dam. There's no such thing. Brown and yellow, that's a machlokes satanai. So this is a historically, this is a famous tshuva. By mistake, this tshuva is printed in the Mishkan and Yankov. He printed the tshuvas during his lifetime. After Rav Chaim Volozhin had passed away, so they collected all the tshuvas that he had on his desk and they put them together. So by mistake, they put in this tshuva in Rav Chaim Volozhin's collection of tshuvas. This is clearly not by Rav Chaim Volozhin. This is, you can tell the way it's written. Rav Chaim Volozhin, whenever he quotes Taisus, he said, Taisus on this, daf and this, and then Dibra Maschal this. And Mishkan is angry, Taisus in Erev. Taisus in the fourth parak in Gittin. He doesn't tell you where. And Rav Yanka Lekalina and his tshuvas, he'll blend in Zohars in the middle of the tshuva. Chaim Balazhin, he quotes all the Zohars in the Nefesh L'Chaim. He doesn't quote in the tshuvas, he doesn't quote the Zohar. And this tshuva is like regular tshuvas. This whole tshuva is all based on Zohars. Anyway, so that's not right. The Misnagdim, I'm akbid about this, you don't use an esrog that's green. It's the simple reading of the Gemara like that a green esrog is really possible. Several years ago, a fellow who sells esrogim came to the Shiva, to the Koilo, one afternoon, and he gave us a presentation on what's a Taimani esrog. So he proved to us, pretty strong proofs, that this is the Taimani esrog, is the esrogim that the Tanoim were using. Because all the other esrogim don't have the way the Tanoim described it. The only esrog corresponds to the esrogim in the Gemara. Esrog, he calls this esrog shel chazal. The only one that corresponds to esrog shel chazal is the Taimani Esrog. If you had a pitam and it broke off, then it's possible, the Mishnah says, either because of chasa, because of hodar, lack of hodar. But if it grows without a pitam, then it's not a problem. When you have little babies and they want to shake the lulav and the esrog, it's very common they're going to break off the pitam because they're little babies. So it's I had 9 little babies. So we got used to buying esrog without a pitam. What shape should the esrog be? So all the poskim say should not be round like a ball. It should be tall and thin and a little bit ugly looking. It shouldn't be smooth on the outside. The charitzin of blitnan should be bumpy and so on. Shouldn't be smooth. And it should be kemigdol. It should be taller than it is fat. The shape that an esrog is supposed to have. One of the Rishonim points out that the word lulav begematria, this is not a Gemara. The lulav begematria is 68, so lechatchila, the correct shear should be, lulav should have 68 leaves. Every leaf in the lulav is a double, has a tiyomah. So it means it should have 34 leaves, and each one is a double leaf, so you have 68. But it doesn't possible be the evet, that's lechatchila. Some of the Rishonim also say, that Hodos Bigimatria is 69. Hey, Dalit Samach, Hodos Bigimatria is 69. So there's an issue in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch, is there a din of Bal Tosef? Let's say you have more than 2 Aravos, you have more than 3 Hadassim. So some Rishonim held that that's Bal Tosef, and somehow they would say you're not Yotze even B'dievet, that you have to learn through the Gemara in Sanhedrin. When do you say because you violated Bal Tosef, you're not in the Yotze in the Mitzvah? When do you say Hailuch Hodikoy, Hailuch Hodikoy? That's a sugyan daf peites, I think, by the Zokam Mamre. So the Rambam distinguishes, the Rambam holds that by Hadassim, it's a noye mitzvah if you have more than 3. That doesn't bother him. But Arabis, he doesn't think that if you have more Arabis, that it beautifies it. So I think the Rambam is mashman that there is an issue about Tosef, if you're going to have more than 2 Arabis, that if you have more than three hadasim, it wouldn't be a problem. Others say it says arve nachal. So miud rabbenstein, you have to have a minimum of two. But if you have, you want to have 102, it's all included in arve nachal. Like Tosfos says the kasha, how can the chachamim institute that you blow kiyas the miyushim and kiyas the miyumid? Why isn't that a violation of Baal Tosfos? Tosfos has that kasha. So Tosfos gives an answer. If you repeat the same mitzvah many times over, that's not Baal Tosfos. The Mishnah gives an example. The Mishnah in Zvachim gives an example about Tosef. You have a korban, and you're supposed to do two zrikas, shtayim shehin arba, and this corner and the diagonally opposite corner over there. Instead of doing two, you do three or you do four. So that's an example of Baal Tosef. What if you do have a korban that you do one zrika, and you do one zrika in the same corner 100 times? So that you're repeating the mitzvah. But if you're doing two corners, that's not called repeating, that's called adding on. So that's what Tosef's answers. And others give different answers. So some of the Rishonim, I think, Rav Lezer Mimitz, Rav Yosef Engel has a whole essay on this. This is one of his Shabbos Shuvah drushes. So he quotes from the Sefer Yireim by Rav Lezer Mimitz that since it says in the Chumash, Yom Truah Yelachem, it sounds like all day long, you blow Shofar. So you can't say that you're a violation of Baal Tosef. That's a simple reading of the Pasuk. Chazal had a tradition that it's enough if you blow three times tkiya through tkiya. Okay, there's a minimum, but there's no maximum. Because the simple mashmos of the pasuk is Yom Truah Lachem, sounds like it's all day long. So the same over here. Here it says Arve Nachal. So you can't say that there's a, many say, you can't say there's an Isa Baal Tosef. The Rambam says it's not Baal Tosef by the Hadassim because it beautifies. And by a Rabbis it sounds like it holds that there is Baal Tosef. So we assume there's no Baal Tosef. So there are some Hasidic who have a practice from the days of Rishonim. Some Rishonim had a practice from the Hasidic Ashkenaz, I think, that they used to use 69 Hadassim. Because Hadass Begematria is 69. Nunu. Not sure exactly why that's a Midas Hasidus to do what the gematria is, but that was the practice that they had. Niktam Rosh, you got to be careful on all three, on the Hadassim, on the Arabis, and on the Lulav. So if the Arabis are too tall, you don't snip it off on the top, you snip it off on the bottom. Yeah. Nechel Kvatayomis is a discussion in the Gemara whether the Lulav is possible or not. So there's a Tosfos in the end of Baba Kama, we're learning Baba Kama this year. The Gemara has a discussion about a gan if we steal something is kind of bishinui. You have in Perek Merubah, the seventh Perek, then you have in Agozel Kama, also about shinui, shinui kaina. So the Gemara has a discussion if you have nechle kohat yomes, is it kind of bishinui or not? So Tais is a big fat Tais is there. So Tais says, what does it mean nechle kohat yomes? It means the middle leaf of the, when the shedra disappears and then it becomes a leaf on top. And it's a double thing, and it's split. So Tosfos says that's puzzle. You won't find echad mini elef that's kosher then. You won't find one in 1,000 that's going to be kosher. So Tosfos makes fun of that. What people are makbid about, they try to make sure it shouldn't be split on the top. Tosfos says you won't find echad mini elef that's going to be kosher. So what does it mean nechla tiyam? So some Rishonim say rove of the leaves are split. Rove of the leaves. If you have 68. If you have 34 leaves, and each one is a double, so you have 68. So if a rove of the 34 are split, what's a rove of 34? 17, 18. If 18 out of them is split, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be nechla tiyomis. Or the Gemara says, if nechla tiyomis, and it's kehemnik, when you look on top, you see a V over there, because the two tips of the top of the leaves are pointing in opposite directions. So that if it's kehemnik, then the Gemara says that it's possible. But if it's not kehemnik, then it's not a problem. Yeah, there's a din of yavesh by the lulav ha-yavesh is possible. So l'chatchila, the whole lulav should be green. B'di'evet, it should really be green from top to bottom. B'di'evet, even if it's not green, it's still kosher. B'shas ha-tchak, we would be mekel. Because Tosfos says the real, they take based on a Mishnah in Pchoris, the definition of Yavish over here doesn't really depend on green versus dried out and it's yellow, it's still called, it's not called Yavish. It's only called Yavish when it's Nifrach B'tziporn. If you push your fingernail on it, would it crack? So when it's has to be very, very dried out, so that when you put your fingernail, it'll be nifrach b'tzipor. So that we never reached that point. But l'chatchila, the poskim say you should be careful that it shouldn't be. The whole thing should not be yavish in the sense that it should be green from top to the bottom. It should be green. The Gemara has a din if you have an estrig that's mavushal, it's no good. Estrig on mavushal is considered if you have, let's say, an orange. Oranges usually eat raw. Nechlo k'moshu chai. So if you cook an orange, that's not normal in America. We eat oranges raw. So when you cook the orange, it's called nishtana, panam chadash ba'olakan. Now it's considered a synthetic food. It's not considered a berry purgates anymore. It's considered, you say, shakol on a synthetic food. So there's a big discussion in the Poskim, a long discussion in the Stechem, and he has a whole likud about this. What about mavushal on a lulav? Lulav is not edible. Lulav is a tree. So do you say a lulav hamavushal is also possible? Then the Gemara says not only esrog hamavushal is possible, esrog hakovush is also possible. If you have an esrog and you have it soaking in water for 24 hours, so that's also called a kovush hamavushal, so it's possible. So would you say lulav that's soaking also for 24 hours is possible? Many people want to keep the arabis and the hadasim fresh. So they take the lulav, the hadasim, and the rabbis, they take a bucket of water, and after they finish davening in shul, they take the lulav back home, and they put it in the bucket of water. So on Erev Shabbos, you put it in the bucket at 9 o'clock, you don't take it out till Sunday morning. So it's soaking for over 24 hours. So that's a whole discussion. If you say kovish kemavushal, so the bottom 3-4 inches of the lulav are puzzled. So you have to visualize as if you snipped off the bottom of the lulav, and the bottom of the hadasim and the arabis, they still have a sheer hechsher for the hadasim arabis and the lulavanan. So that's a whole discussion. Do you really say kovish kemavushal on wood? I take a stick and I soak it in the bathtub for a day. It's kovish kemavushal. You say kovish kemavushal on food. So there's a Chuvas Ramban that talks about it. The Pischei Chuvin Hilchas Basa B'cholov quotes the Chuvas Ramban. So they had two different readings, what the correct reading in the Chuvas Ramban is. And he says it is good, he says it's no good. Yeah.
What are the makaris of kavush mavushal by Meister Shane, right? Is it by Shannon? They have a mission, it's right, by Shannon Barrett. But it is a kavush mavushal by that. No?
Don't know. Not familiar. Could be. I don't know. Then hadasim have to be mishuloshim. You have to have, if the hadasim are not mishuloshim, you have to have at least 3 leaves. You have 6 leaves coming out at the same point is also good. It's not either, but it's good. Mishuloshim means at least 3 together. The Ramo has a kula, if you have 2 at the same spot and 1 slightly above it, that's also good. And the later Achranim say you shouldn't rely on the kula. The Ramo quotes it from the Trumas Hadesh and from the earlier generations. The din of mishuloshim is enough if it's ruba mishulosh. L'chatchil should be kula mishulosh, the whole 3 tfachim. But it's ruba mishulosh is also good. The Achranim have a churma that comes from the Bahag in Hilchas Treifas. The Gemara says, I forgot already which one of the Treifas. So the Gemara says, if it has the shear, the size of tarfa de osa, the leaf of a hadas. What is the size of the leaf of a hadas? So they say the size of a thumbnail. Different people have different sizes thumbnails. But approximately, the size of a thumbnail. So sometimes you'll get hadasim where the leaves are gigantic. So the Achranim say you shouldn't buy those hadasim. You should make sure that the leaves are not too big. They can be smaller, but they shouldn't be bigger than a tarf hadasa. Sometimes they will be. I remember there were years that most of the hadasim were gigantic. So that's the proper thing is to avoid that. Then the Achranim also say, anaf eitz obas means you have 3 leaves together, and then the tip of those 3 leaves reaches so high you don't see the blank, the empty part of the stem of the hadasim. The 3 leaves on the first row reach till the stems of the second group of 3 leaves, and the whole way is like that. The leaves are covering the body of the stem of the hadasim. And if it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's a problem. It's not called avos. Alaf eitz avos means that it's thick, that it's covering up the whole space over there. Our Rabbi says in the Chumash, Arve Nachal. Nachal means a river. Nachal Eisen is a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Whether Nachal Eisen is a river, the Rambam says Nachal Eisen is a river that's where the water flows with the koyach, and Rashi says Nachal is a valley. Nachal Eisen is a valley. A major machlokes what Pshat Nachal Eisen is. But here, Arve Nachal means it grows by a river. So the Gemara's Marbe, even Arve Nachal, plural, even if it didn't grow by a river. So some Rishonim seem to say, but it's a Hida mitzvah, it should grow by a river, to fulfill Pshuta Shal Mikram. You have like that a din by Chalitza. It says, V'choltzon na'aloi. The Yavama should take off his shoe from his right foot. So the Gemara learns out from a ribui that even if he's wearing someone else's shoe on his right foot, it's also good. The Yavama takes it off. But the Gemara says, L'chatchila, the Bezn always has a Chalitza shoe. Has to be all the shoes that we wear are horse leather. So it's, there are been times that has to be or behemoth tahara. So or behemoth may can't use it for chalitza shoe. So the bezin always has a separate chalitza shoe. They have it big enough that it fits any size foot, because they have straps that has to fit well. So they're always lachatchila they makne the shoe to the yavam that it should belong to him. Why? So the Rashba says because you want to fulfill pshuta shal mikra. It says in pshuta shal mikra it says cholza na aloi shaloi. They want to have that as Shabbat Shalom. So that's what some Rishonim say over here also. Arvei Nachal, l'chatchila more correct is that it should grow by a river. The merchants don't know this. They clean up, they can make a racket on this. They can charge you five times as much if you sell arovas that grow by a river. But that's what the poskim say, l'chatchila should really have Arvei Nachal that grow by a river. The stem of the arava should be reddish, shouldn't be green. You can get the red. And then the Gemara says the arava, the edge of the arava should be smooth. So that's the Hasidish aravas and Misnagdish aravas. So that's called the Hasidish will get aravas without any zegalach at all. With that, the edge is smooth. And the Misnagdim amekel, the Gemara just says, if it's like a saw, that the edges come up, pointing up, then it's puzzle. But if all the edges it has jagged edge, but all the jagged edges are in one direction, so then the Gemara says that is kosher. So strictly speaking, that's the misnagdash arabis. And achsidim amahada to get dafka without any zegalach at all. Yeah, you should be careful that the leaves should be long and thin. They shouldn't be short and fat. That's the difference between arovas and adasim. It should be the shape of the lips. Shinui mare. Usually people are looking on top of the esrog. I don't know what they're looking for. What do they think they're going to find over there? So usually when they're black spots, usually it's just dirt. So usually the merchants will give you a toothpick. And you put the toothpick in, you get the dirt out in the joint. So you don't even have to take the dirt out. But sometimes, it's not the little bit of dirt. Sometimes the thing grows with black. But it didn't turn black from ipush. So that's what there's a sefer, Chaim Ruch and the Mishmer Shalom. There was a big poisik 100 years ago who wrote a chibur, Mishmer Shalom. Mishmer Shalom is a commentary on the Prima Godem on Yeridea. So traditionally, people who learned for smicha will learn that Shach and the Taz on Yeridea with the Prima Godim. So the Prima Godim a lot of times is obscure. So this Pesach wrote the Mishmer Shalom on the Prima Godim. Now nobody reads the Prima Godim, so you don't need the Mishmer Shalom. But the same author wrote two smaller Svarim that are both called Chaim Evroch and the Mishmer Shalom. One is in Hilchas Avelas, has all of Hilchas Avelas alphabetically arranged. So you can find, and he has fantastic, he died 100 years ago. And he quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he quotes Yor Sameach, he quotes all of his buddies there. He lived at a time that they had great Goyim Adirim. Quotes Masham, has Horus from the Masham. So that's the Sefer in Hilchos Avelos. Then he has a Sefer on Dalad Minim. He says the Rabbanim, he explains in the Hakdam, the Rabbanim are so busy, Rosh Hashanah, and after Nor and all the Dinim of Tkiyas, then Yom Kippur, the Balabatim, have a Shaila, Choylim. They have no time to go through the Hilchos Dalaminim, so he's going to make it easier, so he's going to give you all the Hilchos Dalaminim alphabetically arranged. Also fantastic. He quotes He quotes Rishonim and Achronim. He quotes extensively. Probably by now, there's so many more Svarim that are printed, there's probably a lot missing. But his Sefer is fantastic. And he has a lot, he has a lot of, from the Marsham, he has a lot of Haoris. So he thinks like that. He thinks that Shinimar and the Esrog is only if it changed because of Ipush, because it rotted. That's the way it grew on the tree and has a black spot. So that doesn't pass. Chaser is going to pass on. If you have a chazazis, they never sell you with a chazazis. I remember once Rabbi Weiss, who sells in Breuers, and 90 Bennett, he's a Rebbe in the yeshiva there, in Breuers yeshiva for many years. So he once had one estric with a chazazis. They showed everybody what a chazazis is. It's like there's a white growth on top of the outside of the estric. No one's going to buy it. It's out of the question, but he showed everybody what a chazazis is. We would never know. Then he showed us once the hadassim have, sometimes they have berries growing on them. So the moichim always rip off the berries. So the Mishnah says that if you have anov of merubim me'alav, you have more berries on one hadas than you have leaves. So that's puzzle. So if you rip off the berries, then it becomes kosher. So the Gemara has a whole machlokes satanai. What if you already tied together the hadasim, anov, and the lulav, and at the time you tied it together, it was puzzle, then you rip off the berries. So the Gemara says that's a machlokes satanai. It's a shalav tasav lam and a osik. According to the Tana Rabbi Yudah, the lulav tzorcheg and liikuveh, so if you tied it up at the time the hadassim were puzzle, and then you make it kosher by pulling off the berries, now you have more leaves than you have berries. So that's a shayla within Rabbi Yudah. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, we pass like Lulav and Tzorcheged. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that even Rashi writes in the middle of Lulav HaGozel, the Chachamah hold l'chatchila Lulav Tzorcheged. So Rashi says, whatever Rabbi Yudah requires, likuva, the Chachamah hold l'chatchila. So the Chachamim would say, just like Rabbi Yudah says, it has to be kesher, al gabi kesher. Lulav tzarcheged has to be kesher, al gabi kesher. They just wrap around the lulav and you tuck it in. That's not called eged. Eged has to be a kesher shel kayoma. So too, the Chachamim hold l'chatchila lulav tzarcheged mishum zekel rabeu has to be kesher, al gabi kesher. So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought the same is true regarding tasav lemonos. Even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, we pass lulav and tzarcheged. You would need it. So he said a lot of people have the practice when they come home, they take the lulav out and then they wrap the hadassim and arabas up in a moist newspaper or something. They put it in the refrigerator to keep it fresh. So he said then tomorrow morning they stick it back they stick the lulav back in. He said that's tasav ulam and asu. So you're not yotze lachatchila. Lachatchila, lulav tzarech egen. So in this sefer, Chaim Aruch, Mishmar Shalom, he quotes that, I think the Marsham, that the simple reading of Gemara is not so simple reading. The whole topic of Tasav Lamasa is only if you assume, like Rabbi Yudah, the little Tzarcheged Leikuve, then there's a Shal of Tasav Lamasa. But once you pass like the Chachamim, you don't say that Tasav Lamasa passels Lechatchina. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik, had that Chumra. Okay, should all celebrate a wonderful Yom Kippur and wonderful Sukkot. At 3 o'clock, I'm scheduled to give a shir on the Dinam of Yom Kippur, so I'm going to try to say over whatever we didn't discuss in Shia, which is not too much.
One of the rayas that the in Kuf Hay in the base Yosef, he quotes this Mishnah, Vered Chadash Shekavshu B'Shemen. So there's an Isser of Shvius.
What on the Vered?
On the Shemen Shoshishes, I think.
So what is Shemitah? The Vered is?
The Vered, I think.
The Vered has Kedusha Shvius. Why? Because it smells good.
I don't know. I mean, there's a Ram. I was just trying to read through this Rambam. Here they quote the... But I'm saying there should be a Raya that you should say by the Lulav. You would say it
Wood.
By...
You say it by branch. Yes. They probably quoted that.
Sheikh Vered is Kavshu B'Shemin Yashan. Sorry, the Shemin is Yashan. Who shavers?
And the Vered Chodosh. Chodosh means what? It's Shal Shvius.
I thought so.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's one of the four. When Neuberger was doing Kavish, he said four rayas for Kavish. One in Avodah Zarah.
Four sources.
Four sources. One this. One in Avodah Zarah if you have the old wine sack for the wine.
Yeah,
Kavish
yeah.
Kavish on the wine. One in Sachem. And one in the classic one in Chulin.
Uh-huh. Basa b'chalav.
Yeah.
Kavashi basa b'chalav. Torah le'kul the
yayin.
So that was...
Okay. Yeah, the last point that Rebbe was saying about Tafel Ben Asli, he said, if you put the Adas from the Ramos in the fridge,